Here's Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
All right, now this is a story that just actually happened just a couple of hours ago. I have Mr. Stephen Bozell on the phone with me from Corona, California. Can you tell me what happened?
Well,
Mr. Bozell?
If you could hold on for a minute, sir, I want to talk to my...
Because I know the police were...
Yes, sir, I'm back.
What happened?
The police just left. They have just left my home right now, and... I'm outraged that I would be treated like this by the police when in point of fact I was trying to exercise my religion.
Well, what did the police do?
They told me that I was harassing my neighbor. They said they had a complaint from my neighbor that I was harassing him. I was not harassing him. I was just pointing out to him something. I was just reminding him of something, that it was Good Friday, and now he says that I'm harassing him.
Well, tell me the story. In other words, where did this start?
Well, hold on.
You can't talk to your wife or whoever's there.
No, I got my lawyers on the other line. I live next door to Mr. Roy Hutchins. He is prominent in a Pentecostal church here in Corona. He and his family always making a big show. They have a Bible study class at their home once a month. His wife's choir director over at the church. His children attend the church school. He's also a deacon in their church. And I had always wanted to have Bible study at my house, but no, they have to have it at Roy Hutchins' house, and I always wanted to have it at my house, like they think he's a better Christian than me.
All right, what we want to get to how the...
Yes, sir, I'm trying to get to that.
We want to get to how the police got there.
Well, but I know I'm just as good a Christian as him, so guess what happens today? I come home from work because we had half day for our crews. I have a construction company, and we terminate our crews at noon.
Right.
And I see Mr. Hutchins in his backyard, and he have his barbecue going, and he have turned on his hot tub for his kids. And then I thought to myself, okay, now here's this guy who thinks he's Mr. Big in the church, and now I got him. And I really felt that I did have him by the short and curlies, because I got him sure as God knows, and I went over top the fence. I said, Roy, what day do you think today is?
All right, you came home and saw he was already home.
He was home, he was having a barbecue going, and his children had been in the hot tub. And then I said, now I've got him, okay?
What did you have?
Okay, well, I said, what day do you think this is?
What, to Roy?
Yes, sir. And he said, it's Good Friday. And I said, you are damn right. Today's the day they nailed your boy Jesus up on a couple of planks of wood, and you're having a beer and a barbecue. Okay, and you're out there with corn on the cob, too. Just like you don't care that Jesus got put up like drywall, and he said it.
Now, your complaint with him was what?
Mr. Henry, you have to understand, this guy thinks he's Mr. Big in his church. And today is Good Friday. This is a day that Christians know is the day that Jesus got put on the cross.
I understand that.
Okay, so he's out having himself a barbecue, and he's having himself a cookout. He's cooking out on the corn on the cob, too, and his kids.
So in other words, you were offended by the fact that he was seemingly partying on the day that Jesus was crucified.
That is exactly correct. But more to the point, Mr. Henry, he's a hypocrite. How can a guy walk around, okay, we're having Bible study at my house, okay, and two times last month they had Bible study at his house, and they were supposed to have one of them at mine, but I was out of town. Now I'm thinking, I got you so bad.
But that's not why the police were called, right?
No, what happened was...
Well, hold on. I want to give our phone number out and get our audience involved in this. But you did something more, didn't you?
I did not harass him. I was reminding him it was Good Friday, and he's having corn on the cob and everything.
All right, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. My wife stays home on Good Friday. She doesn't do anything. She's a devout Catholic. Anyway,
But your wife is damn right to do that, because that's what you're supposed to do.
All right, well, let's not get into that, okay?
Well, he thinks he's Mr. Christian.
Hold on. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. So you said, I got you so bad, today's Good Friday, and there you are having a barbecue.
Yeah, I got you so bad, and he said to me, who cares, whatever, and he went on making corn on the cob. And you can imagine some guy who calls himself a deacon over at a Pentecostal church, and he's having a cookout on Good Friday when today's the day that Jesus got hung out to dry. So I'm a Christian. I felt I should remind him.
Now, the police say there was some barbed wire. What was that?
No, sir. That was a ring of barbed wire that I found in my garage, and I put down on my head to what I was going to do is play act like I was Jesus. And I went over to the wall.
You pushed barbed wire down onto your own head?
That's what they did to Jesus. They put a crown of thorns on him.
Yeah, but that was a torture technique. Why did this hurt you?
That's not the point. What I did was I wanted to remind him because he didn't. I said, today's Good Friday. Why are you barbecuing? So then I put the crown, the barbed wire on my head, and I said, okay, I died on the cross so you can have your cookout. I died on the cross because I was play acting. And he's still like, I know my Bible. I don't care what you say. And I say, you don't care what I say on Good Friday when Jesus got nailed up good and you're eating corn. And I told my wife he's a hypocrite, and that's when I went back into my garage.
Okay, so now you've come back to the fence. Now you got a crown of thorns or a crown.
No, sir, it's barbed wire.
You put barbed wire around your head to say, who do I remind you of? And he still didn't care.
That's right.
Then what?
Then I went back into my garage, and I made a makeshift cross, and maybe I should not have done this, but I hammered one of my daughter's dolls onto it to make it look like it's Jesus, and I threw, ketchup all over the head and the hands. It was one of her cricket dolls, and I raised it up above the fence, and I was not trying to scare nobody, but Hutchins is such a hypocrite, he gets to collect the offering in the church while I sit there, and I know he had sex with his wife on Good Friday last year, because I went over our wall to get a basketball my son had thrown there, and I look up, and I see in their bedroom window, and he's nailing his wife on the same day Jesus got nailed. And you see the irony of that's what makes me angry. So
wait, all right. All of this is very interesting, sir, but the fact of the matter...
Okay, but I put a cross up and I said, Jesus is dead, or something like that. I can't remember. And they just looked at me, and I had blood coming down my head. I had the doll all hammered up on the wood, and all he does is puts more butter on his cob of corn.
And you're angry because he's a big, prominent member of his church, and it's Good Friday.
I think on a day when Jesus got nailed to the cross, you ought to be sitting in your home doing Bible study or keeping quiet or shutting up or something instead of being out with your hot tub and buttering up your corn and that kind of thing.
How did the police get involved?
So here's where now he makes me look like a fool. He called the police, told them I'd been harassing them, and I explained to the police that he was having corn on Good Friday, and a police officer told me to leave him.
I know you're very emotional about this.
Yes, I am.
So the police show up and tell you to leave him alone.
Yeah, or else he would have to arrest me for disorderly conduct. So you see how I was made to look like a fool, even though it's Hutchins who's having cookout on Good Friday, the day that Jesus got all carved up. So as a result, I'm filing a lawsuit, and I swear to God, that says they're a Christian, that will anybody who says they're a Christian to quit having all kinds of fun on Good Friday is all I'm saying.
You are going to sue to make sure that Christians don't have cookouts or anything on Good Friday because Jesus was nailed to the cross.
Yes, sir, and plus, Hutchins had the police call to my house.
Well, you're the guy who put on this barbed wire makeshift crown of thorns and waved a doll hammered to a cross and everything else, telling him he can't have a barbecue on Good Friday. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. I don't know the religious implications of this. I don't know how people observe Good Friday, today being the day that Jesus was crucified. But this man was upset with a next-door neighbor who was having a barbecue, had his hot tub on, had the kids in it. And he got, for his trouble, he got the police to his house. 1-800-449-8686 is the number here on The Phil Hendry Show. We'll be right back.
Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Let me ask you a question. Mr. Bozell is with us. Your neighbor was out barbecuing and having a good time on the day that Jesus was crucified. Today is Good Friday.
That's right. Today is the day that Jesus was crucified. All these Christians, all they ever do is talk about how you got to keep, you got to keep Sunday holy, and you got to not go out and do no work, and you got to honor Easter. Here's the day that Jesus got hung up like a piece of drywall, And
yeah, you've said that already.
Well, I'm saying it's the day he got nailed to a cross, and everybody's just going along like it's business as usual. They're having barbecues. They're going out to ball games like it's some kind of a big party. And the police come to my house.
You're the guy that was putting a barbed wire on your head and waving a cross with a doll nailed to it.
I'm trying to remind this guy who lives next door to me, it's Good Friday, and if he's a Christian, he ought to put his barbecue up and get out of the backyard and go in and do his Bible study. So you don't understand because you're not a Christian, okay?
Well, okay. 1-800-449-8686.
And I just heard you say that your wife's Catholic and she keeps Good Friday and everything.
Well, I mean, my question would be, why are you so curious as to what your next-door neighbor is doing?
Because it makes me mad that he gets to be a big-time deacon in his church, and I've got the right to monitor my neighbor's behavior, because I'm the head of our neighborhood watch, and my job's to watch and monitor behavior in the neighborhood.
I thought neighborhood watch was about criminal activity.
No, it's not at all. It's about...
What is Neighborhood Watch for?
Neighborhood Watch is to monitor the behavior of people, make sure that they're not liars, and acting like liars.
1-800-449-8686. I don't think that's it at all. Here is Troy on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hey, for this guy to say that about this guy acting as a Christian, well, if you're going to call yourself a Christian and call this Good Friday...
That's what this
is. One thing you're going to know is to provide Christian leadership.
I ain't calling it Good Friday. Today is Good Friday. It's not something I just made up.
Oh, no, it's definitely Good Friday.
Thank you.
And what is Christ-like living? That is loving kindness.
That is to live by leadership.
And that is to show others what a Christian is.
It ain't partying it up while a guy gets nailed to a cross.
Yeah, but if the guy's out there partying it up, maybe you should talk to him. I mean, to go out there and wave a doll with ketchup all over it, I mean, that's ridiculous. What are you telling these kids that are watching you do this?
I'm telling them, hey, this is what happened to Jesus 2,000 years ago on this very day. And they're out there in their hot tub. Don't you think somebody ought to know Jesus got nailed up on the cross up there?
Well,
okay, but their celebration is different than yours, correct?
Celebration? You don't celebrate the day the man got he got ventilated. You don't celebrate the day man got nailed up on two boards of wood.
No, you celebrate what Jesus has done for you.
Oh, is that what I do? Sir, I happen to be a member of my Pentecostal church. I think I know a little bit more about it than you do. Thank you.
Okay. 1-800-449-8686. You know a little bit more about it than he does.
Absolutely.
Tell me about this neighborhood watch concept.
Neighborhood watch concept is to monitor the behavior of your neighbors and make sure they're not lying, dirty liars. And Roy Hutchins is a liar. Because when he says, I'm Mr. Big Deacon and I get to pass the basket, he lords it all over me. He gets to pass the basket on the church day. And I have promised myself, and please God forgive me for saying this, but GD it, I want to pass the basket and be in my church to be the deacon, but he gets to have it and everything.
He gets to pass the basket and be a deacon in the church.
Right, and there here it is on Good Friday when Jesus got hung out to dry and he's having himself corn on the cob.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Andrea, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
I just want to say I think you are extremely gracious and cool. I am a born-again Christian in Salt Lake City.
I'm what?
And my
oldest
son just turned on the radio, and I was listening to this. I think this guy is sad that he's spying on his neighbor having sex with his wife. And
No, I was not spying on him having sex with his wife. I went over to get a ball.
You call yourself a Christian.
My son had thrown a basketball over the wall.
Well, I just think you need a very different witnessing platform if you're trying to share good news of Christ. It's not enough to brag that you know what today is. That is not enough. We are called to share goodwill, and we're called to fellowship and remember
Jesus. Let me tell you something, ma'am. Andrea, my hand has got tooth marks on it. You know why?
Well, I think
you know why? Because I looked over this wall, and I see this guy. No, this guy is having himself corn on the cob and a barbecue.
I think it's wonderful.
And I bit into my hand. I was so God
I think it's extremely wonderful because God knows his heart.
It's
you don't know what's going on in
so
his
head. So wait a second. You're going to have to help me with this. Why is it cool to be buttering up corn on the cob on the day that Jesus got nailed up?
Because we're only called to fellowship with each other and remember Jesus. We are not called to put crowns of thorns and barbed wire. Was it barbed wire or razor wire?
It was barbed wire.
We are not called to be martyrs and show off.
And when I did that,
not being a Christian.
When I did that, I know what Jesus gone through and nobody else does.
This is not what Christians are called to do. We are called, you need to get in the Bible and the true word if you are a Christian.
You know, Steve, I'm sorry. For you to take a strand of barbed wire and jam it down on your head, did you think you were pretty big? You think you were big shot?
I thought that's pretty cool to know what it's all about.
Wow.
Let me ask you something, ma'am. Would you put your heels in your earrings because you feel it's okay to celebrate when Jesus got all carved up?
Well, I'm getting ready to dressed up and go to a Victor Easter Passion play that my kids are acting in. So that people all gather together.
What do you mean, put her heels in her earrings?
You know what I'm talking about.
All right, ma'am.
That
sounds like a lot of fun.
Well, she don't know what I'm talking about.
You know
well,
what?
She doesn't need to know what you're talking about.
I'm going to get dressed up and have a Bacardi silver beer.
Yeah, there you
I'm
go.
I'm going to go to
that's
an Easter
why don't you
play,
get into a bunny
and
suit
I'm
too?
Going to enjoy remembering what Jesus Christ did for me on this day.
Once you get into a bunny suit and pop around and go, yeah, today's the day that Jesus is going to hang him from a cross, and you're in a bunny costume.
Oh,
no,
come
I'm not
on.
In a
why
bunny
you...
costume.
You didn't say you're in a bunny costume.
No, I'm not in a bunny
well,
costume.
Well, Andrea, let me say, don't forget to
I'm
buy the corn.
I'm getting dressed up to go out and fellowship with other Christians and remember what this day is really about. And we're
well,
called
don't forget to butter your corn. It'll be easier.
I think that you need some help.
We all
help
know what Roy's
going to
do with that buttered corn.
Okay.
I think you need help if you're not eating and putting barbed wire in your head.
Andrea, thank you and have fun tonight, okay?
And I think you're a wonderful host.
Thank you, ma'am.
How come you're being nice to her, but you don't be nice to me?
I'm not being unnice to you. I'm just saying, man. You know, this idea of monitoring other people's religion, our kids, you know, they're giving up food for Lent, okay?
Well, are you going to give a speech now?
I beg your pardon?
Are you going to talk or something?
Yeah, I'm going to talk. Our kids are always bugging each other. What do you give up for Lent? Hey, you shouldn't have given up that. You know, you're having a Coke, and you said you were going to give it a Coke. Why don't you just mind your own business, okay?
I'm not minding my own business because Hutchins said he thinks he's a big shot because he's a deacon at the church. And I said, look what you was doing on the day that Jesus got...
I know, hung up like drywall. 1-800-449-8686. Larry?
Yeah.
Sir, you're on the air.
Okay, Mr. Moselle,
yes,
first
sir.
Of all, you talk about being a great Christian, and
yes.
you have used the word D-A-M-N about four or five times.
Okay, that's not cussing, because I asked a preacher, he said, that's technically not cussing.
Well, I'm going to tell you what, in my opinion it is, and my opinion is just as good as yours,
is
sir.
Is you a preacher?
No, sir, but
well,
also Exodus 20:17 says you shouldn't covet. And, brother, I believe you are coveting everything your neighbor's got.
No, I don't care.
And believe me, I'll tell you another thing. I don't cuss and I don't covet. And I do celebrate from Friday until Sunday because my Jesus was died on the cross, but my Jesus rose.
Okay, well, let me ask you something. Don't you think Jesus said damn when those nails were going in? You better believe
it. No, sir, I don't think he did.
Oh, come on, man.
I think my Jesus said forgive them for they know not what they do.
He did say that, too, afterwards, but he probably said, man, God, gee, that hurts.
Oh, now you know what he said.
Well, I'm just saying.
Boy, I tell you, you've been around a long time if you know what he said.
I'm just saying, I'm not knowing what he's saying. I'm
well,
thinking,
then why are you putting words in his mouth?
Well, you just did, too.
No,
he's quoting the Bible. The Bible says what...
I'm quoting the Bible.
Okay, but I'm just saying, can you imagine some guy trying to hammer in concrete nails into your hands?
No, sir, I can't imagine it, because I never had to go through it. Neither have you, sir.
And you wouldn't say something like, you know, GD or anything like that?
No, sir, not if I was filled with the Holy Spirit like he was.
Well, I don't get that at all.
Well, we're not even talking.
We
aren't even talking about that. We're talking about you nailing a doll to a cross and putting barbed wire in your head because your friend's having corn on the cob.
Well, let me ask this gentleman. So I show him I put barbed wire in my head and he keeps buttering his corn. What do you think about that?
Well, I think I better not say what I think, but I think that you need to go to church
and
quit worrying about your neighbor, sir.
All right, Larry, thank you. Good call.
Oh, okay. you know, I hate you.
Oh, yeah. Well, it was a good call. 1-800-449-8686. It's Good Friday, and he doesn't like people having a barbecue. Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Steve Bozell is with me. He's a construction contractor from Corona, California, and he is telling me that he believes his next-door neighbor is a hypocrite. It's Good Friday, the day that Jesus was crucified, and his next-door neighbor's having a barbecue. He's got the hot tub on. He's doing all kinds of things. You put on a makeshift crown of thorns. It was barbed wire. You nailed a cross, nailed a doll to a cross, all in the hopes of convincing this guy that it was Good Friday and he'd stop barbecuing. Is that it?
I was hoping he'd have some respect, because I have respect for Good Friday. I know how to do Good Friday good. And that.
But the other thing is, the police came to your house and told you to stop harassing the guy.
Well, that's fine if they want to do that. But I'm just telling you that I know how to do Good Friday in the way what Jesus did it. And that way, I know what he went through. Everybody's out there thinking they know all about Jesus. They didn't go through what he went through. But I will went through what he went through. I want Roy to see I'm a better Christian than him, too, on account of he's a deacon now, 2 years running, and he's also up to be an archdeacon.
And that angers you somehow.
Because he's a hypocrite. How come he's nailing his wife on Good Friday and everything when Jesus...
Well, what's the stuff you're going to say that you're going to... By the way, our number is 1-800-449-8686. What's the stuff you say you're going to do?
Just everything that Jesus went through. I mean, like when he was nailed to the cross.
What, are you going to nail yourself to a cross?
Don't be stupid, Mr. Henry. What I'm going to do is I'm going to take a letter opener in my office, and I'm going to push it into my hand as far as it can until it hurts, and then I'll pull it away and look at the indentation. But I'll at least get a little bit of the idea. Then another thing I'm going to do is that...
You're going to take a letter opener and push it into your hand until there's an indentation.
To get the idea how much it hurts. Then another thing that I'm going to do, I'm going to wrap myself in one of my wife's sheets the way that Jesus got wrapped up in a shroud. And I'm going to lay down in our living room on Saturday night in the same way what he was laid down in the tomb. Then another thing I'm going to do is I'm going to have the guys from the yard where I work bring a big boulder, because we've got a quarry with a lot of rock that we're going to have to render over the next couple of months, and I can get a big boulder and have it put in front of my front door. And then another thing I'm going to do is have them put it in front of my front door. And then another thing that I will do is on Easter morning I'm going to push the rock away, okay?
And just the way that Jesus did when he got out of the...
When he come back from life, when he come back from the dead, because that's what he did. And then another thing that I'm going to do is I'm going to try, and I probably won't be able to do it, but I am going to try as hard as I can, because I was reading a book by David Copperfield and some other people, so I'm going to try to turn water into wine, but I don't know if I'll be able to do that or not.
Well, let me just help you out here, Steve.
Mr. Henry, I know what you think of me. I know you think I'm an idiot, but I want to be the best Christian I can be.
Let me help you out with the turning the water into wine. I don't think you're going to be able to do it.
I didn't think that I could, sir, and I'm not trying to say that I can. But
well, what do you mean you're going to try as hard as you can?
Mr. Henry, I want to be the best Christian.
Look, sir, I don't fault you for that at all. What I'm asking you is, you know, I can see a guy wrapping himself in a shroud. I imagine you want to do the Shroud of Turin?
Well, that's another thing that I wanted to do. I wanted to unwrap the next day and see if I made a stain on it. And the only thing, way I can do that is probably go into it after dirt, being dirty and sweating and everything.
So now you're going to be looking at this sheet that you laid in to see if your indentation's in it.
Yes, sir. All right, I don't know how else I'll do it if I this is disgusting, but if I poop myself or something that's smeared around, but I don't know.
Oh, my God, sir. You know, religion is something one is supposed to...
This is what I'm doing so that I can know what Jesus went through. Then another thing that I'm going to do is...
Let me get back to the changing water into wine.
I didn't say that I would, sir.
Well, what did you say?
I want to do what Jesus done.
Well, what did you say?
I don't think that I can. I don't think anybody can, but I'm going to try and try as hard as I can.
To turn water into wine?
Yes, sir.
Can I just tell you that you're not going to be able to do it?
Again, sir, I know what you think of me. I know you think I'm a retard and everything.
I don't think you're a retard. I don't know what it is you're saying. How are you going to try and try really hard to change water into wine?
I'm just going to try. I can take some grape tang that my wife has, and I can add it.
You're going to put grape tang in the water, and you think that that's going to be wine?
Of course I know it won't be no wine. Don't treat me like a retard. See, you're not a Christian. You don't understand not one thing that I'm saying.
Maybe I don't, sir, okay? I'm at a loss to understand. You want to have the guys from the yard bring a boulder and put it in front of your front door, and you can roll it away on Easter morning so you can know what it was like for Jesus to do that. That's fine.
Thank you.
Okay, and if you want to lay in a shroud and crap yourself or whatever you said so you can have a stain on it, you can do that too. And if you want to press a letter opener into your hand.
All I'm trying to do is approximate what Jesus went through.
I know that. But this whole bit about you're going to try as hard as you can to change water into wine...
I didn't say I could do it. I just said I get some grape tang and wine.
What are you, crying?
I believe in my faith.
Hey, let me ask you a question. Are you going to try to ascend into heaven?
I'm going to try and do everything what Jesus done on that weekend. He did from Friday until Sunday. He got nailed up. Then he got wrapped in the shroud. Then he got into the tomb. Then they rolled a rock away. Then he ascended on up.
How are you going to do that? Are you going to try to ascend to heaven?
I'm going to try as hard as I can, but I'm telling you, I probably won't be able to do it.
Oh, I got news for you.
Yes, sir?
I got news for you. You won't be able to ascend into heaven, and you ain't going to be able to change water into wine.
If I was to rent a hot air balloon or any... I can go down to... There's an industrial yard down here where you...
You got to rent a hot...
You know, Christians are used to being laughed at, sir, so this doesn't faze me at all.
Sir, I, at this particular point in this conversation, find it very difficult to believe that you are any kind of a conscious, sentient Christian.
Because I love God.
You're going to try to change water into wine by putting grape tang in it, and you're going to try to ascend into heaven by renting a hot air balloon.
Because I want to know.
What it was like to be Jesus? Even a hot air balloon won't give you the closest approximation of that. Forgive me. Let me get to our phone calls here. Mark, hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yes, is Mr. Bozell, is that his name?
Yes, sir, Steve Bozell, sir.
Yeah, I was just, for one, I'm not trying to insult Mr. Bozell or anything.
Thank you very much.
And, I mean, I hope that you're sincere and you are a true Christian. You believe Christ did die for your sins.
Yes, he did. I'm just trying to approximate all the stuff that he did.
But there's just one thing I want to share with you is that, I mean, if you believe the Bible to be the true word of God and that Christ did die for our sins, you don't have to reenact the crucifixion yourself.
I just, if you know anything about, like, certain cultures, they try to reenact it so they know what he gone through.
Yeah, but
haven't you ever wondered what it'd be like to change water into wine or anything like that?
I'm not talking about the water into wine thing. I'm talking about having to crucify yourself. The reason why Christ was crucified we would not have to do that.
No, I'm just taking a knife and just sticking it in a little bit, but not a lot.
Well, either way, you don't have to do anything like that. I mean, that's why Christ did it.
What about when the soldier put the lance in his side?
I'm going to take a knife and stick it into my side a little bit.
Oh, man.
Okay, Mark, it's Mark, right?
Yeah.
See, Mr. Henry's not a believer. He doesn't understand the stuff. On the Discovery Channel, I saw a Filipino man hang himself on a cross.
But the point is as a Christian, you don't live by the Discovery Channel. You live by the Word of God, and that's what you go by.
You don't know what, you don't never wonder what it would be like to ride an ass into town and have people say, you know, welcome into town or nothing like that.
I wonder a lot of things that Christ experienced, but the fact is that we're all human, and we can never truly understand all that he did.
You come over to my house, I'll let you see. I'm going to try as hard as I can to change water into wine. And I know I can't do it.
Okay, sir.
I'm going to still try.
Sir.
Yes, sir?
Sir,
Yes, sir.
I'm not going to argue with that. I just wanted to share with you the fact that we don't have to reenact none of that.
Yes, sir.
We don't have to reenact the crucifixion. Yes, I would like to know what it's like to turn water into wine and live the life of Christ. But as a Christian, that's what I strive for daily. But
okay.
I just want you. Let me say one thing to you. The one thing that we as a Christian do not have to do is we do not have to sit there and we do not have to torture ourselves and crucify ourselves because Christ died for us.
You know what? I'll tell you something, though, Mark. This guy, Roy Hutchin, lived next door to me. He thinks he's such the big Christian in our church and everything, right? And I'm going
to
try
for
as
us
hard
to
as
judge.
I can. I know, but
as
I'm
as a Christian, we're not to judge.
I know that, but I'm going to try
so
as hard as I
can. So if you know
that,
then don't do it.
And
I know that
I won't be
nice
able to do it.
You.
I'm going to try to walk across his hot tub.
Have a happy Resurrection Day,
sir. Yeah, have a nice Easter, okay?
What, are you hanging up on me?
No, I just want to give you enough time to go and change that water into wine.
Look, to turn water into wine,
you
add grape tang and light beer. And that's all.
That ain't what he did, though, is it? He just waved his hand across it.
I ain't no Jesus. I was trying to tell you that.
What a mental case. You're going to walk across his hot tub.
Yes, sir. I know I don't have to do this, but you think the Lord might give him like a pretty gold star for making the extra effort?
Yeah, that's right. You'll get into heaven, man, because you actually tried as hard as you could to change water into wine. Hey, you going to ascend to heaven? No, but I can rent a hot air balloon. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
And now, Phil Hendry.
This is the Phil Hendry Show. It's a show where I do the voice of the characters. I did the voice of Steve Bozell there. In this show, I do the voice of, what was the voice I did? The voice of Ted Bell of Ted's of Beverly Hills. And I did the voice yesterday of not only myself, but David Hall and Bud Dickman as we all stood out on the street corner there. And I danced like a chicken. Plus, I did the voice of the black guy who was walking down the street and saying, "You're crazy, man." That's what we do in a show. I do all of the different characters, and then people call in thinking that they're real, like those people that called this past hour, talking to Steve Bozell and his freaky, weird, whacked out, "I'm going to try as hard as I can. Maybe I can change the water into wine." Can you think if I really try? Hall of Fame running back Jim Brown has been fasting from food since being jailed earlier this month for vandalizing his wife's car. From what he told us, it's not a protest, but a spiritual cleaning kind of thing, County Sheriff Deputy, whatever the hell his name is, Eric Nishimoto said Thursday. He said it wasn't in protest of anything. It's something he's done in the past outside of our custody. He's done it in tandem with his personal physician. It's a personal choice of his. He knows his limits. Brown is drinking fluids and has purchased snacks and energy bars through the jail commissary. The spokesman said he didn't know if Brown had eaten any of the food, but that it was available in his cell. Brown told the New York Times in a story published Thursday he had not eaten since being jailed and that the fast might last another week. He was unavailable for an interview Thursday under jail rules. Brown was jailed after refusing to undergo court-ordered counseling and community service. He was jailed March 13th, and because he refused meals, the sheriff began what the department calls a medical protocol. We have a medical staff check him 3 times a week, checking his vital signs, taking blood, and checking his weight. You know, I think Jim Brown has come unwrapped, personally. That's just a personal opinion. What's it based on? Well, because you have notoriety, because you have had success in a certain chosen field, it means you get notoriety, and it means that people sort of hang on your words a little bit longer and a little bit harder than they would on the words of other people. Jim Brown, if memory serves, and if I'm wrong, somebody tell me, ran with a football real good. And that's all he does. I've heard him open his mouth on a variety of things. Basically, I think he sounds pretty stupid, but that's just my opinion. I admired his football play to no end. He will always be one of the great pros, in my opinion. Greatest running back, in many people's opinion, that ever played the game. Some people who are Eric Dickerson fans might give you an argument. although you can't doubt the guy's statistics. The guy played 9 seasons and racked up, I think, somewhere in the neighborhood of almost a 6 yard per carry average. The guy was phenomenal. But beyond that, he comes across like some kind of a borderline moron to me. I listen to this guy talk about stuff. I don't even know what it is that he's talking about. He wears that whack cap of his. Is that a Muslim hat, or is that just I'm an African-American and I don't dig wearing a derby hat? What is that? That's kind of an African thing? And he's been in movies, and they've been lousy movies. He's just a bizarre guy. And this trouble he's got with his wife, vandalizing her car. Now, I understand he probably hasn't been convicted of that yet. I would love for you to go online, either Chris or Janice, and find out if this man's been convicted. I don't want to speculate. Having to do with his ex-wife. But the continual parade of bizarre behavior on the part of ex-athletes or current athletes is not anything that surprises me. What kind of disappoints me is how we all just sort of lean in and wait to hear what else they've got to say. Charles Barkley is another. Charles Barkley, in my opinion, again, has never said a funny thing in his life. He's never really turned a phrase or been witty at all. But the sporting press just loves to hear this guy say stupid things. Unfunny, uninteresting, not witty, not bright. It's like Dennis Rodman. What these are big babies who can't get out of the limelight, man. They crave the spotlight so much, they've got to keep, like, pooing in their diapers so that everybody will go, oh, look at that, he crapped in his diaper again. In fact, Dennis, if you're listening, man, because I know you live locally in Newport Beach, why don't you just wear a diaper everywhere and crap into it on occasion? You know, it'd be kind of wild. Dennis Rodman is taken to wearing a diaper. They're big men, physically. They're physically intimidating men. And I happen to know sports journalists. And very few of them have any kind of thing in the way of balls. In other words, they sit there and they'll print and they'll listen and they'll talk and they'll deify these guys because they're basically afraid of getting their asses kicked. They got to walk into a locker room every night. And you got to talk to the same guy every night. What, are you going to start writing negative stuff about that guy? What are you going to do? You're just going to kind of keep it as cool as you can because you don't want to be barred from the clubhouse, A, and you sure don't want to have your head crammed into somebody's locker because he got a little upset with something that you wrote. Like maybe, I think Dennis Rodman ought to wear a diaper and just poo into it on occasion. I wouldn't make a very good sports writer. I'd be killed within the first 2 nights. But they're physically intimidating guys, they're big guys, and so sports writers, beat writers, guys that cover the various sports, generally don't really have much to say that is critical of these guys. Oh, they may say that he dropped a fly ball or didn't have his best game as a running back, but they never really come right out and say, Jim Brown is an idiot who ran the football real good. And other than that, it's kind of a dullard. Along with Dennis Rodman, Charles Barkley, and I'm sure we could think of a few others. Care to try? Who else is really out there and brash? Just think of any out there brash guy. Terry Bradshaw, I can't criticize him because he's white. But I would say, no, I'm kidding. Terry Bradshaw, he's fun. At least he's got that show. He's okay. He says some bright things occasionally, doesn't he? I don't want to get off on Terry Bradshaw, man. I already said what I had to say about Terry Bradshaw. Jim Brown, though, he's new. He's in the crosshairs a little bit. Because you know what, Jim? I hope you stay in jail for the rest of your life and you starve to death. How about that? Maybe it'll get some of that fat out from between your ears. Thank God for one thing, though. He ain't making movies anymore. 1-800-449-8686. Oh, you disagree? 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.